And we have a question from our live audience from Dale that I think dovetails nicely with that response. Dale wants to know about a horse of his that's at the bottom of the pecking order, but that attempts to bite him when he gets on. Do you have any suggestions for how to manage this biting during mounting?
I do. I'm not sure that I would link the horse's status in the herd with the behavior that he's seeing when he's mounting. It seems like a distant connection, and I often find it more helpful when I'm doing a behavior analysis of a problem to, focus on the immediate triggers of the behavior. What's the context? When does it occur? Does it occur every time that he mounts? And what the consequences are. So, without knowing Dale's longer story with he and his horse, one of my first, anytime I like that, one of my first recommendations is to make sure the horse is not experiencing any pain. And pain is a common problem with horses, back pain, and poor sat caused by poor saddle fit or conformation or riding style or use, all kinds of different reasons a horse might be experiencing pain. And that kind of pain would cause a horse to try to communicate with the rider that they're uncomfortable and that mounting and riding is making them even more uncomfortable. And that kind of communication might start with subtle cues. Maybe the horse lifted its head, hollowed its back, in response, flicked its tail. And we as humans are really, really good at ignoring subtle cues and forcing animals to tell us in much more dramatic and forceful ways exactly how they're feeling. So, Dale, I'm not suggesting you did that, but it's a really good point to take home that sometimes the behaviors, by the time they get extreme like that, it's because that is the horse's best effort at getting its point across. So I would look at some reason the horse might be having an unpleasant experience under saddle, and that's going to often show up first right at the mounting block.
So then, once you look at the horse's comfort level, is there anything that Dale can do with that horse to help it through this situation? If maybe there isn't something uncomfortable, or if they do find the saddle's not fitting, replace the saddle and the behavior continues, is there an approach to help minimize the behavior?
Absolutely. So, obviously, you want to find out why, and if you do rule out physical discomfort, you can see I'm so sure it's physical discomfort that I'm having a hard time going forward. But of course, it may not be. There can be other reasons that the horse is acting that way. But with any kind of behavior change, one of my first recommendations, and I may repeat this again, and it's worth repeating, is that there are really it's a two-part solution in general. And the first part is don't put your horse in the situation that provokes or aggravates the problem behavior, if possible. And that's because every time the horse expresses that behavior, they're practicing it, you haven't really solved it in any way. So that's just if it's possible not to put your horse in that situation. It doesn't necessarily mean that you wouldn't ride that horse, but certainly it might mean that depending on the approach you take to change the behavior. The second recommendation I would have is I tend to prefer to use what's called systematic desensitization as a method for changing behaviors like this. And what systematic desensitization, or often just called desensitization, is where you put the horse into the situation And it relaxes. So let's say that Dale would walk his horse up to the mounting block and then just start to go through the motions of mounting, saddling and mounting, and to really look carefully for where you start to see some of those stress-related behaviors. And not to go that far. That is, don't press your horse past that point, but rather stop the exercise at that point, let the horse relax, and then very gradually and progressively increase what it is that you're doing, progress forward in that desensitization. So perhaps the next time you go up to the mounting block and you stand there and you put your weight on the horse and then you retract the weight. See if you can you know, change the horse's attitude through desensitization. And this is particularly effective if the horse is responding more in an anticipation of previous pain or you know, some other reason that's not related to actually experiencing pain in the moment. It's also really helpful in some cases to combine desensitization with a process that's called counter conditioning. And counter conditioning has a big name, but all it means is try to make this a really fun experience for the horse. So rather than using any kind of corrections or punishment when you go to mount, you know, bring out the treats and make that experience pleasant and enjoyable for the horse. And horse cannot be grumpy and happy at the same time. So the one of the goals of counter conditioning is to create contradictory emotional states so that you're more likely to get a positive and compliant response from the horse.